It's here and now.
I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put Latin.
Actress, singer, dancer Rita Moreno is out with a new memoir. Just one? She has so much to tell. She's one of the few who's won a Tony, Emmy, Grammy, and Oscar, that last one for her performance in 1961's West Side Story. The Jets and the newly arrived Puerto Rican gang, the Sharks, facing off on the streets of 1950s New York. Rita played Anita, girlfriend of the Shark leader Bernardo, he of the impossibly tight pants, she the impossibly high heels, as they lead a wild mambo at a high school dance, choreographed and co-directed by the legendary Jerome Robbins. But before Rita Moreno wrote it all in the new book, Rita Moreno, A Memoir, she told it all on stage in 2011's one-woman show at the Berkeley Rep Theater, Rita Moreno, Life Without Makeup. We talked to her then about everything from her relationship with Marlon Brando.
This man literally shaped my life. And aside from being a cad, he is the man who turned me on to books. You know, he was Henry Higgins to my Eliza.
To her struggles in Hollywood during the 1950s and 60s.
The terrible part of being in Hollywood in the early days was having to use accents constantly. Even worse was the fact that I played all ethnic roles. I have played an American Indian many times. I played a Siamese girl from Thailand. I have played Polynesians. None of that made any sense, but in those days, they found themselves one utility ethnic actress or actor, and that's what you would do.
And, of course, we spoke of her memories of West Side Story. Today we bring you an excerpt of our conversation with Rita Moreno. Born Rosita Dolores Alvarito, she came to New York from Puerto Rico and found a role that hit close to home. I was struck in hearing your story, how closely your own life mirrored that of Anita's. I mean, you write about when you were a little girl running down the streets in New York, zigzagging to avoid gangs.
Yeah, that's how I came home from school every day. I got a lot of exercise, as I say in the play, because I had to zigzag every half block to avoid the gangs of kids who owned those sidewalks.
But what about actually making a movie about this? I mean, you have to know that I, to this day, refer to things as the Anita moment, when someone tries to bridge a divide. They do a nice thing like Anita did when she goes to the candy store to try to warn Tony, you know, what's going on, but she's roughed up
by the Jets.
Bernardo's tramp.
Bernardo's pig.
Ryan Spick.
Don't do that!
Oh, tooth
pierced, dear.
Garlic mouth.
But in remembering that you were doing this scene as a Puerto Rican woman that might have been, you know, roughed up at times, what was that like for you to do that scene?
Doing the scene was really difficult. We rehearsed it for a number of days first, and then we shot it for a number of days. And I had heard myself called all these dreadful racist names for days and days and days, and it just got to me at some point, and once we finished a part of the scene, I just broke down in tears, and I couldn't stop crying, and I all those wounds, those scars that really were not healed, just erupted. Just in the middle of the scene, I started to cry and cry, and I could not stop. So finally, the director, Robert Weiss, decided to call an early lunch so that I could gather myself, as it were, because when I cry, boy, I am not a pretty crier. It took a while to repair me before we could continue with the scene.
Well, what about the fact that, I mean, this is the first time many Americans are seeing Puerto Ricans portrayed, you know, if they hadn't seen the, you know, Broadway show, and there was one number 10 pancake makeup everyone had to use.
That's right.
You had to have the same accents. Tell us about that.
Well, Jerome Robbins wanted a real contrast between the Jets and the Sharks. He actually had the Jet gang wear ultra pale makeup, and then he insisted that all of the Hispanic characters speak with an accent. Well, some of us do and some of us don't. He also insisted that we be exactly the same color, which is absurd, of course, because we're all many different colors. But we were stuck with that. You know, you wanted to be in the film, that's what you had to put up with. And I felt it was important enough to be in the film and just live with the things that I didn't like, because this was indeed the first film about the Puerto Ricans. You just never saw a film about them ever in any context.
Well, there's so much else we learn in your show. First of all, that dance scene that is so incredible also almost killed you all. Y'all had injuries and tore things.
Well, Jerome Robbins dancers almost always end up with injuries. It's just it's not possible to do Jerome Robbins choreography without eventually ending up with splints on you or you know, there wasn't one of us who wasn't at one point swathed in ace bandages. My knees took a terrible beating. And it's not just that the steps were so difficult, but because he made us do them so much. You know, sometimes he would get a bug up his behind and he would make one of us just repeat a step 30, 40, 50 times. He was very well known for this. But I have to tell you that if he were alive and he asked me to do something for him right now, I would drop everything. He was a genius.
Well, it was something else if I'd ever had the chance, I'd want to ask you. How did you feel in the Puerto Rican gang in the movie that Natalie Wood, who was not Puerto Rican, was chosen to be Maria?
Well, how do you think I felt?
Okay. Well, there
let's
you go.
Put it that way.
I'm a beautiful woman, and, you know, what a loss. But yeah, I wondered about that.
I think all of us felt it was a very odd kind of casting, but we had no say in that whatsoever, none. Natalie Wood actually originally turned it down, and they finally made an offer that she just couldn't refuse, and then regretted it because she felt that she was out of her canon. She was.
Well, and then, you know, there's another actress that makes her way into this storyline, Chita Rivera. We've spoken to her on this program. She was, of course, Anita on Broadway, but you have the part of Anita, not her. And what was that like?
Well, it was difficult for me. Obviously, it was awful for Cheetah. I mean, if I had been Cheetah, I would have wanted to kill me, which she kind of did at one point. She said so in her play.
Sure.
But Tony Mordente, at that time, who was playing one of the Jets, was married to Cheetah at that time. So that made it very uncomfortable for me and for him, for that matter. And ultimately, it really stood between my befriending the Jets. Jerome Robbins had encouraged us anyway to stick to our own kind, as Anita says in the song, A Boy Like That. And it was kind of difficult.
A boy like that would kill your brother. Forget that boy and find another. One of your own. Stick to your own kind.
Nevertheless, I have to tell you that I've never laughed so hard. I've never had such a good time. It was a great, great experience.
Actress Rita Moreno speaks to us in 2011 about her one-woman stage show. To hear the full conversation, go to hearnow.org. And if you missed her show at the Berkeley Rep in Berkeley, California, you can read her story in her new book, Rita Moreno, A Memoir. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here Now.
I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here. Oh.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.